Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM. This is the People in Perspective show, and thank you for joining us this week. Every week we've got a very interesting look into the world of people and work, and the relationships that exist in that environment. We normally have specialists on that come and help us to understand things a bit better. We are, in a changing world of work. The world is changing very fast. Values are changing. People's attitudes towards certain things are often confused and conflicted. And, we have a rapidly evolving sort of technological world where the things that used to be sort of acceptable are now just sort of out of fashion or no longer needed. So we've got, the rise of AI, and the world of work is essentially changing very quickly. And so we'd like to provide some kind of guidance and insight how to cope in that kind of environment. And hopefully we're helping you in some way to do that. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we have a studio number where you can get in touch on 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019. That is the Chai FM studio WhatsApp number. Please get in touch and let us know what's happening with you. And, we'll respond and see how we can help. We're going to go now to our next segment, which is a legal careers. We've got our career segment now, which is the recruitment part of the show, where we talk about jobs, exciting jobs that are available on the market. Every week we've got new positions that are on the go. We know it's tough out there, so we want to try and do our bit to help facilitate that. On the line, we've got Julia, who's a senior consultant at Legal Careers. Hello, Julia. We are putting Julia on the line. Julia, are you there?
I am. So, can you hear me?
Yes, Julia, I've got you. Yes, we can hear you now.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, sir. It's great to have you on the show. Thanks for being back. Tell us what you got on this week in terms of, legal positions out there.
Absolutely. So one new and exciting position that has come in is for a legal secretary, and it is in the Sunny Hill Stanton area, which is a fantastic area. If you live Stanton or even towards Midrand, it definitely makes traveling a lot easier than going into the center of Stanton. And the position is needing someone with between 5 and 8 years experience as a legal secretary, particularly working with the Court Online, which is a new system that's come in as from COVID times, and with Case Lines, which is also an online system helping the courts just to deal with the workload.
So it's a full-time, not a hybrid job at all. It's full-time sort of at the desk, it sounds like.
In the office, absolutely in the office full time, 5 days a week, and working from 8 till 4:30 or 5 o'clock, depending on how busy the attorney is, but definitely a full time position. So excellent typing skills, excellent PA, and solid administrative tasks. And somebody who, in the boss's admission, you need to push him to do things he needs to get done. So he needs someone really on the ball.
Great. And so so there's a distinction we need to make. It's not the company's legal secretary. It's a secretary at a law firm.
That's quite correct.
Right.
So a secretary to one of the attorneys. And you'll need to be assisting him with his practice, getting his accounts out, contacting his clients, doing his typing, and just assisting him for his practice to run smoothly as possible. And for that position, he is needing somebody who has excellent dictaphone typing. And as I mentioned, the Court Online system, which is come in, a new system that's come in since COVID. And you can, as opposed to going actually physically to court, you're loading the documents online.
Mm. So there's not a lot of people interaction, I think it sounds like. So your key interfaces are going to be with your boss, and basically you are going to be handling information administratively. So this is an administrative position. And you said it's about 8 years experience, did you say?
Yes, between 5 and 8 years experience. Salary probably around 25,000 Rand.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on the skills that the person has.
Great. Okay, so I hope somebody out there is interested in that kind of thing. I think, you know, if you like the legal world or you've worked in the legal world before, 5 to 8 years experience, there's a secretarial position going at the moment in Joburg North. Julia, have any others to share with us?
I do. Another position to share with you is one for a financial manager that is more in the center of Sandton.
Mm.
So, and that is for somebody who has done legal accounting work before. So they must have exposure doing both the trust and the business account side of a set of books, and be able to manage, be able to do the UIF of the business, pay salaries, do a full payroll, and be in a position to manage more junior staff as well. So that is quite a senior position, someone who has either financial management degree or an accounting degree would be preferable. And that is also 100% at the office. It is not a hybrid position.
Mm.
So you would be working in the office 100% of the time.
Right. There's so many of these positions these days are hybridized, where you've got 2 days a week or 3 days a week at the office and 2 days you're spending them at home. It's nice to know that, you know, in some sense, it's a bit more structured to say, okay, you are full-time at the office. It's actually, I think, refreshing to know that those kind of positions are still available. On the other hand, you know, having personal time and that kind of thing is something you'd have to negotiate. I don't presume this is based on hours, this job.
No, absolutely not. So they are needing somebody who is going to be at the office. Especially on the finance side, you're going to be managing and be available for everyone in the office, be it the support staff or the senior partners who need something assisted immediately. So they do need to be able to have someone that they can walk straight into an office and get an answer straight away.
Okay.
So whether it's BEE-related questions that they have or possibly fees of some nature, they are wanting somebody on site.
Hmm. So it's an accounting undergraduate or some kind of financial management qualification, it would seem. The number of years experience, Julia, did you say?
For that particular role, they are looking at 10 years, and they're asking for at least 5 of those to have been in a law firm previously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So if, perhaps that's you out there, you know, maybe you're listening and that's sounds like you. We'd love to hear from you. You know, these jobs at law firms are very popular, and there are so many law firms in Joburg. And normally what we hear about when there's a sort of legal job is a litigation job, or if it's at a company, it's normally for a law graduate. So it's nice to have a bit of a change where we've got administrative positions in those environments where maybe you actually are interested in law, but you're not a lawyer. So that would be for you. And Julia, what was the salary on that?
The salary on that is very negotiable. It will depend on the qualifications that you have.
Mm.
So that is completely open. Mm. They are very, for the right person, they are highly negotiable there.
Okay. Great. Okay. And Julia, do you have, are there any others that you've got this week for us?
I do. I'm going to swap it around just slightly now. And I have a position for a conveyancer. So a conveyancer is an attorney who specializes particularly in property law. So bonds, registration of bonds and registration of transfers. So a conveyancer, someone who has done their conveyancing exam, as well as qualified as an attorney, and they would also then ideally like someone who is a notary as well. And that's a further qualification that is required over and above being an attorney.
So it's, conveyancing is you know, it's a speciality. Some people decide to go into conveyancing after they have had a few years of law experience. I know a couple of people like that. I think it's quite a lucrative business to be in, as far as I understand. But you've got to, you know, it's got to be who you are, as if you want this, if you want jobs to work. You know, you have to have this certificate, but you also have to be somebody who can fit in at this particular company. Julia, so the company that it's at, is it at a law firm? Did you say? Oh, it's, or is it a property company?
No, it is at a law firm, and they are looking at somebody who is personable. So exactly as you say, somebody who feels they have the knack for a lot of interaction with people. It's very people orientated, getting out there, interacting with other people, and exposing yourself, and just being able to be personable and obviously know the law on the conveyancing and the property side.
Great. So if that sounds like you, message us on our studio WhatsApp number. 061-895-1019. That's sort of 061-895-1019. We are currently talking about jobs in the market, legal jobs, where we've got a few positions which have been shared, and we're looking at the moment a conveyancing job at a property company for a legal graduate who has a conveyancing degree. So I hope we're speaking to somebody out there who's got some interest in these areas and they are sort of qualified to help us out. We'd love to hear from you. So this show has been a very legal show this week, and we're very happy to have had our labor law experts in Michael and Larry Dave earlier on to discuss this. And now we've had Julia Lowe, who is a senior consultant at Legal Careers Recruitment. Thank you, Julia, for your time.
Thank you for having me, Saul. Have a good evening.
Okay. So we've had a fascinating show, and it's the legal aspects of behavior, if that interests you. That's what we've been talking about. So it's always good to sort of be aware of your behavior, I think. I've been somebody who's, you know, throughout most of my life, somebody who likes people to sort of act in the right way and talk in the right way and behave in the right way. It's just something that, you know, I like. So I'm happy that we spoke about this week, because we all want to be sort of treated in the right way. And I think it's important to be able to sort of communicate with other people about their behavior. Even before things get to a sort of legal environment where things get very tense, I think it's important to communicate with people, your peers, your friends, and people that you work with, to let them know how you feel and what's happening in a particular situation for you, and so that you can work things out amicably. So that's been the People in Perspective show this week, and we've had an amazing time talking to our in-house guests, and we'll be back again next week with some people and business news and some interesting features for you to listen to. Thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you soon.